Welcome to Prison Pipeline on KBOO Portland. I'm Karen James. Nikki Thompson is an attorney with Metropolitan Public Defender. She is with the Community Law Division and runs the Metropolitan Public Defender Expungement Clinic. Metropolitan Public Defender is a nonprofit law firm in Portland, Oregon, and is appointed on over 15,000 cases a year. It provides indigent defense services with the goal of providing quality legal representation for people living in poverty. Welcome to Prison Pipeline.
Thank you.
So, Nikki, you are with Metropolitan Public Defender Community Law Division, and you run their expungement clinic.
So we're at the civil division within the Metropolitan Public Defender. We serve clients who were, are, or at risk of being involved in the criminal justice system. And we serve past and current clients, and then clients of our established community partners. We have partnerships with medical legal organizations such as Central City Concern, Kaiser, Wallace Medical Concern, New Avenues for Youth. We have partnerships with the Multnomah County Anti-Poverty Programs, Home Forward, City of Portland, Housing Bureau, as well as the Department of Veteran Affairs, Supportive Services for Veterans and Their Families. So we serve a vast array of different types of clients. The types of services that we provide are pretty expansive. So we do a lot of expungements. We also do things like felony reduction, so reducing felonies to misdemeanors. We bring a lot of motions to waive fines and fees. Within that fines and fees work, we provide programs such as our Legal Services Day, which is essentially trading community service to reduce court fines and fees, as well as Project Reset, which is very similar, so doing community service to reduce court fines and fees. We do driver's license reinstatement, as well as immigration and removal defense through our Immigrant Defense Oregon, which is a subset of community law. We do family law and protective orders and housing and homeless prevention as well.
And which counties does the Metropolitan Public Defender represent?
So if you're a current MPD client, you would be represented either in Multnomah County or Washington County. That's who MPD represents. However, in community law, we can represent you throughout the state. And that's because for expungements, we can file anywhere. And that's not as true for our other services just because of travel time and logistics. But in terms of expungements, we can help someone file in any county. So one of our main programs is Legal Services Day, which we run right now pretty much every month, or every other month, I should say. It is in partnership with the District Attorney's Office as well as the Multnomah County Circuit Court judges. It's an amazing program where someone can get $100 of their court fines and fees and traffic fines and parking tickets waived for every hour of community service they do with any community service organization, up to 80 hours of community service. So once they've done 80 hours, they are capped, and any fines and fees they owe will be completely waived. So folks can get everything they owe in Multnomah County waived once they've done 80 hours of community service.
80 hours of community service. And who's eligible for this program?
Anyone who is low income is eligible to do Legal Services Day. It's incredible. Folks come in and they haven't had a driver's license in years, or they owe an enormous amount of money and had no hope of paying it off. And they can go and do a certain amount of community service or any organization that they choose. It really is up to their choosing. So it could be a neighborhood organization that they feel connected to or have always had an interest in, and they can go devote their time and then come with a letter from that organization saying, you know, Jane Doe, I did 80 hours of community service, bring that letter with them on Legal Services Day and just wait in line for a little bit and then go through the process, and they have all their court fines and fees waived.
And how do people connect with that?
Folks are welcome to call our phone number. It's 503-225-9100. We have a specific process. So if they call, we would just explain the process to them on how to sign up. Right now, it's essentially a lottery where we open phone lines on a particular day, and then it's first come, first serve.
So let's talk about expungement of criminal records, because this still is an issue with people who are coming out of prison or jail and seeking employment, housing, and affects other areas of a person's life mm-hmm. for the rest of their life. Let's go through the process of expungement. Nikki, you run the mm-hmm. Metropolitan Public Defender Expungement Clinic. So where is this held?
So it's held at our office, 630 Southwest 5th Avenue, the corner of 5th and Morrison, downtown. And we hold it every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. So we just ask folks to get a hold of us and sign up in advance. And the reason we ask them to sign up in advance is because we do an expungement analysis before we let folks know if they're eligible currently or if they're future eligible. So we let them know on what date they are eligible to expunge their record.
So they should first call the Metropolitan Public Defender office and sign up for the expungement clinic.
Yes.
Okay. So every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 10:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with adults. Now, adults mm-hmm. can have their arrests or convictions expunged. Is that correct?
Yes.
First of all, explain what is expunction or expungement of a person's criminal record.
Absolutely. So in Oregon, we don't have true expungement. Like many states, we have what is called record sealing. So that means that technically your record could be unsealed. It is very rare, and it is within the statute, which lays out when your record could be unsealed. It would have to be by an order of the court. And again, it is in very rare instances, but we don't have technically true expungement, and many states don't. So it is technically a record sealing. The actual motion that a person would be bringing would be a motion to set aside. So when you come to the court, you would be technically you're the defendant and you're bringing a motion to set aside and you're asking the court to seal your record.
And we mentioned a few reasons why someone would want their record expunged. Expand on that a little bit.
They often say it's for getting either a job or a better job, a higher paying, or just following a career path that they want for themselves. It's to get better or safer housing. So perhaps they want to move into a better neighborhood, or they want to get out of public housing. And I think for many people, it's the stigma. They've moved on from a life that they don't really recognize anymore, and they don't want to be connected to it any longer, or it's embarrassing, or they don't want to explain it because it's just not the person that they feel they are anymore.
They've basically served their time, too.
Absolutely.
So this should not follow them around for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, I think in many ways they feel as though they're continuing to be punished, but they've served the sentence of the court. They've completed probation. They've paid off their fines and fees. They've done all the things the court asked them to do, and yet I think they're feeling like they're still being penalized.
So is it a difficult process? Do they need an attorney? How long does it take?
Technically, you don't need an attorney, but I think practically, for many people, you really do. The expungement statute is extremely complicated. I'll be honest, many attorneys don't understand it. And so in order to know if you're eligible and when you're eligible, many people go to an attorney. And so it's why many of us in our office enjoy doing the expungement analyses, because to be able to tell somebody when they're eligible or if they're eligible or what they're eligible for is just very satisfying.
How long does the process take?
So it depends on the county. I would say a large, busy county like Multnomah takes about 6 months. A smaller county, I'll just use Benton as an example, in my experience, has taken closer to 3 to 4 for the actual process to go through.
And again, Metropolitan Public Defender can do expungements across the state of Oregon.
Yes, absolutely. And the reason is just because when you're doing the filing, you could do it by mail if you so chose.
Nikki, let's get into the details. So adults can expunge their arrests and convictions. How long after an arrest or conviction can an adult file for expungement?
That's a great question. So for a dismissed case, you can file immediately or an acquittal. That is not true for a conviction. For a conviction, you must wait 3 years. This gets a little complicated. When you have more than one conviction, you have to wait 10 years from the second most recent conviction. The date of judgment, yes.
The date of, okay.
Yes. It'd be easier to do this if I had a chart and a graph, but this is where it makes sense to have an attorney help you tell you what date you're eligible.
So 3 years for a conviction and 10 years if there's more than one conviction?
Absolutely. So for example, if you have two convictions within a case, so if you had two charges in a case and you were convicted of both, you'd have to wait 10 years. And as I said before, if you have a dismissed case or an acquittal, but you have a conviction, let's say 2 years prior, you're blocked by that conviction for that arrest. So you have to wait 10 years from the date of that conviction to expunge that arrest or that dismissed case.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a long time. So let's talk about, I don't know whether to talk about which convictions are not eligible or which convictions are eligible for expungement. I'll let you decide.
Sure. So I think just as a blanket rule, A and B felonies and traffic crime convictions are not expungible.
And what are some of those?
So an A felony would be murder, or I would say an A felony would be assault in the first degree. B felonies would be a manufacturing and delivery of drugs. So those would be just blanket rule, not eligible for expungement.
So everything else, all other convictions are eligible?
As a general rule, yes.
Okay.
So the ones that would be eligible would be C felonies and misdemeanors. Yes,
mm-hmm.
There are always exceptions, but yes. One exception to the A and B felony rule, for example, would be B felony possession of drugs.
Possession of what type of drugs?
All of them.
All of them?
Yes.
Even marijuana?
So marijuana is an exception. So in 2017, the legislature passed a law saying that all marijuana crimes will be expungible as they are being charged today. So, for example, an A felony marijuana crime can be expunged as it is being charged today, which would be, for example, a C felony. So it really only leaves about 5 marijuana crimes that are not expungible.
So what about Measure 11 and other mandatory minimum sentencing laws in Oregon?
So there are no Measure 11 crimes that are expungible.
Measure 11 crimes are expungable.
Right. They are all, I believe, at least A felonies, if not, I don't think there are any B felonies, but I'm not completely sure about that. But I know there are no expungible crimes under the adult statute. So a couple other specific things around the expungement statute are if you've been revoked from probation, you won't be able to expunge your conviction in 3 years. You have to actually wait 10 years from the date of revocation, which potentially could push you even more than 10 years from the date of judgment. You also have to have completed the sentence of the court according to the expungement statute, which means you not only have to be off probation, you also have to have paid off all the money you owe the court. So this can be considerable, particularly if you owe things like restitution or compensatory fines, which prevents many of our clients from being able to expunge their records.
So if you revoke from parole or probation, that's 10 years,
mm-hmm.
and all your restitution and mm-hmm. all your court fines have to be paid. This does not leave a lot of clients for the Metropolitan Public Defender's Office.
Certainly diminishes it. There's also a subsection in the statute that says the district attorney can object to the expungement based on something called circumstances and behavior. There's not a lot of case law on what that means, other than it is something that has to be contrary to public law. It does set a timeline, which is from the date of the conviction or the date of the arrest to the time that you file the motion. So anything that is contrary to public law within that period.
And how often does the DA in Washington County or Multnomah County or any county object?
In Multnomah County, all the time. And they object based on things like whether you owe outstanding parking tickets or traffic tickets. So as you can imagine, some of our indigent clients who can't afford to pay their parking tickets are not getting their records expunged because they owe outstanding money on collateral cases that they can't afford to pay.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to Prison Pipeline on KBOO 90.7 FM. My guest is Nikki Thompson, an attorney with Metropolitan Public Defender, and we're discussing expungement of criminal convictions. Nikki, let's talk about juveniles. Mm-hmm. Now, they can expunge their court records, is that correct?
They can.
Mm-hmm. All right, and how long after an arrest or conviction can a juvenile file for expungement?
So typically they must wait 5 years for a what we would call, it's not really a conviction because you don't have convictions in juvenile court. They've been found in the jurisdiction, but we'll just say conviction for ease. They can file immediately after a dismissed case once they've turned 18. So in that case, it's very similar to the adult statute.
And which court records or convictions are expungible?
Very similar to the adult statute.
So no Measure 11 charges.
Exactly.
So in Oregon, we are sentencing our youth, 15, 16, 17 years old, as adults. Kids do stupid things. They're kids. Mm-hmm. And we are sentencing them to a very long time, 6-7 years and longer in the Oregon Youth Authority. And then they come out and have to live with this for the rest of their lives, these criminal records. It hurts them in, you know, their schooling, their employment, mm-hmm. their loans, everything for the rest of their lives. Give some examples, Nikki, of a youth who has done time, say, under a Measure 11, who cannot get his or her record expunged?
So I've certainly had clients who have gone to prison and come out and have, I mean, their lives were completely turned around. And, you know, whether they should have gone in the first place is, you know, I certainly have feelings about that.
It's questionable whether they
should have. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Given the circumstances around why they went, why they were in that position in the first place, you know, their family circumstances, the circumstances, you know, around the incident and whatnot. But, you know, prison was certainly did not, you know, help them move forward. And it was by sheer will and personal strength that they were able to get through it and came out on the other side. And, you know, I'm thinking of one client in particular. I mean, that person was just amazing. And they really rebuilt their lives. But they had just real anguish afterward and pain and trauma. I mean, you know, just in the very limited experience and connection that I had with them, with some work that I did after they had come out, because they were interested in expunging their record. And there were a couple things that we could do for them, but not for the larger case. Unfortunately, a pardon was really the only option. And which is unfortunate, because they had served their time and just wanted to move forward and get a, you know, nursing degree and be able to help people, and was helping people in some really phenomenal ways, and was a real caretaker. And in my opinion, don't we really want, I mean, for our community to be the healthiest and strongest and best that it can be, and for that person to really be a part of our community, it seemed to we would want them to be able to grow and move forward, and they weren't able to do that without getting rid of this particular case. So, and they were really held back.
It seems like, well, it is cruel and unusual punishment.
That person had served their time. They had done everything that was being asked of them, and they were still being held back and were unable to move on. And they had a lot to offer, a lot. And we're still being traumatized on a regular basis. And I felt like we were doing that to them, and it was not, did not feel good. And I should say on that note with that client, we were able to expunge one of their cases, and it was a positive moment. And so even though it wasn't everything we would have liked to do, we at least got to do some of it. And so it is one benefit of expungements, is that you allow somebody who's had a negative experience with the criminal justice system to go back and have a positive one. And I think there's some real opportunity there.
Mm-hmm. Nikki, talk a little bit about what happens at the clinic when they come to Metropolitan Public Defender to have their record expunged. First, they do call Metropolitan Public Defender at 503-225-9100, and they can go to mpdlaw.com on the website and find out more about expungement. But they call your office, and you do an assessment over the phone to see if they are eligible for expungement first. And then do you make an appointment with them to go to one of the clinics?
Yes, once we've done the analysis and determine if they're eligible now, we will sign them up for whatever Wednesday is convenient for the client. And then they will come either 9 o'clock or the 10:30 clinic. And then it's about 45 minutes, an hour. Usually we'll run through about a 10-minute, 15-minute tutorial on how to file and the kinds of things that someone should know about expungements. And then we will have already prepped their paperwork beforehand, so for however many cases that they're filing on. And then they'll fill out the paperwork. We'll notarize it because it has to be notarized. And then we'll do their fingerprint cards. You have to file a fingerprint card with each county that you're filing in, one fingerprint card, and then we'll send them on their way. The filing is the most complicated piece, so we'll go over that as many times as someone needs and then answer any questions or if there are any issues. Sometimes folks think they have more cases than we've caught. Sometimes that's an issue with their name being inputted incorrectly, so perhaps the spelling was wrong or something like that. So those kinds of issues always pop up, and then we're done.
And then how long do they wait to hear? What's the next step?
The steps of filing are they go to the clerk of court's office and they turn in their original paperwork. It's $265 per conviction to file. There is a waiver form, so you can get that waived if you are low income. But arrests, or as we call them, dismissals, are free. So if your case was dismissed or you were acquitted, that's free to file.
But there is a waiver for the $265 fee.
There is. Okay. Some counties are more generous than others on waiving that. So it just depends on what county you're filing in. And then they'll make you a copy of that paperwork. And then you take a copy of that to the DA's office and you turn that in with your fingerprint card. So dismissals will also still be free. But if you have a conviction, you'll owe an $80 certified check or money order made out to the Oregon State Police. And that is not waivable. So that $80 is a bit of a barrier for a lot of people. We have found that we do a lot of paperwork that doesn't get filed. And we think it's probably because of that $80 fee. So we're hopeful that, you know, someday it will be waivable. But right now it's not. And in terms of timing, we tell folks, you know, 3 to 5 months is usually about how long it'll take for them to get back an order from the court saying that the motion to set aside, which is what they've filed, has been granted or denied. It's possible that they could get an objection from the district attorney's office. Mm-hmm. They do have a right to a hearing to contest that objection. And we often will represent folks if they're in the Tri-County area at those hearings. In terms of objections, we certainly do receive a number of them, largely from Multnomah County, probably because that's where we're filing the most motions to set aside. In terms of the practical aspect of what does an expungement mean, that order from the court when your expungement has been granted, it goes to arresting agencies like the Oregon State Police and the Department of Corrections, and your record comes off the court system completely. It is erased. I've been told by a clerk that your physical file gets shipped off-site to some warehouse somewhere. But in terms of private database companies, it can still exist. So you could go apply for a job or for an apartment, and even though your record was expunged, that assault or that theft could still pop up. So we always tell folks to do a couple things. One is if you're applying for a job, you might call the HR division and find out what background check company they use. And then you can call that background check company and send them the order you got from the court. Now, not the original because you want to hold on to that, but send them the copy or PDF it and email it to them or something to that effect and demonstrate that your record was expunged so that they can update their records. And then the other thing we recommend is to go to a website called Expungement Clearinghouse, which is run by the Center for Continuing Justice. And then what they do, if you send them the order, they will send it to about 500 different background check companies. And it's a pretty popular organization that a lot of folks who do expungements use. And a lot of our clients will use that just because it's a really easy way to get their records updated.
So what was that organization again?
Well, the website is expungementclearinghouse.org, and it's run by the Center for Continuing Justice. It's a free service. Mm.
So hundreds of expungements through Metropolitan Public Defender. So with all of these barriers and fees and objections by the DA's office, you are managing to get some records expunged.
We are, and we've had some pretty great stories. One in particular was a client of mine that we had crossed some pretty big hurdles to get her to a place where she could expunge her record. She had a very, very old conviction for identity theft. I think it was 17 years old by the time we were able to expunge it, and she had owed some restitution that she could not afford. She hadn't had a job since before that conviction, and we were able to negotiate with the victim, and they were willing to renegotiate the restitution so that it would come off the criminal case so that she didn't owe any money anymore, so that she had completed the sentence of the court because that was what was holding up her expungement. Mm-hmm. And so she was able to expunge her record, and I think it was within a month of expunging her record, she received her first job in 17 years. Which was extremely exciting, and she's just a wonderful client to work with.
Wow.
Yeah, and satisfying to know that, you know, once you've removed all these barriers from somebody's ability to expunge their record, then
they can get on with their life.
They can move forward. Yeah, then the expungement part seems pretty easy.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. And then a colleague of mine was just telling me the other day about a client of hers who was a homeless veteran who had a family, and he was able to expunge after she had done some similar things where she had put him through, I think it was Legal Services Day, so he could get his fines and fees waived so that he could expunge his record. And he was able to get a housing grant that was not available to him because of his criminal record. And so now he and his family are in housing.
Nice.
So all wonderful. Kinds of stories like that.
Yeah.
There are lots of those.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. This is wonderful work. And I hope people take advantage of the Metropolitan Public Defender Expungement Clinic. Thank you so much, Nikki Thompson, for being on Prison Pipeline and sharing all this wonderful information about expungements.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.